We're going to learn the sugya in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Lezer, Safek Hispalel, Safek Lo Hispalel. Person doesn't know if he davened or he didn't daven. Eino Chozer Mispalel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. From Yochanan Amar, Valavaish Hispalel Odom Kolayom Kulo. V'yomar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hoya Omed B'tfila V'nizkar Shispalel, Posek V'afilu B'yemtza, B'yemtza Bruch. The Rambam in Perek Yud, V'hilchas Tfila Alocha Vav, Mishin Estapik Lo U'mispalel, Im Lo Espalel, Eino Chozer U'mispalel. Elim Kein Mispalel, Tfila Zu, Aldas Shehi Nedova, Shemrotza Yachid Lispal Kalayom Tfilz Nedova Yispalel. Notice the Rambam understood that Rabbi Yochanan, when he said Valavaish Yispal Odom Kalayom Kulo, is referring to a Tfilz Nedova. And if he davens Aldas, that it's a Tfilz Nedova, then he can recite a Tfilz Nedova, says the Rambam, Kalayom, as many times as he wants. There's no limit, and therefore if he has a suffix, whether he davened or he doesn't daven, he can set up a tefillas nedava. Then the Rambam writes, Mishay Omid b'tefillah v'nizkar shekvar espalel, posek afilu b'yemtza bracha. Good. The Rambam says, and that's what the Gemara had quoted in the name of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that if he starts a tefillas chova, then he realizes he had already davened, and he would like to complete his Shmon Esrei by making the second half a Tfilas Nedava. This he cannot do. Posek afilu b'emtza bracha. But then the Rambam adds an important point. V'yam hoysa Tfilas Arvis, eino posek. El espal osa mitchila, shalo espal osa mitchila, el aldas she'eino chova. The Rambam says that when he got up to daven Tfilas Arvis, it was not a Tfilas Chova, and therefore midway he can convert or transform the second half of his Tfilah into a Tfilas Nedava, and the Tfilas Nedava is not a foreign element to the first half of the Tfilah in the case of Arvis. The Rambam is not happy about it. Omar Avram, Ein Kan Nachas Ruach. What is the Ravid bothered by? So first of all, let's point out that the Rif paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, as we saw also in the Rambam, but only, of course, if he was mispal mitchila daita derishus. If he thought, when he got up to Shmon Esrei, he was mechuyev, and now he realizes that he was already yotzi eschivi davin previously, asur. Then he's not allowed to complete his tefillah. The nimtza kemachriv makriv shnei tmidim v'over mishum baltosif. The Rif goes very far out here, and he says that even Rabbi Yochanan, although we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that's in a case where he doesn't know if he davened or he didn't daven. But in a case where he assumed when he started Shmon Esrei he didn't daven, so therefore he began in Shmon Esrei Adaita Derchova, then clearly, and this has nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan, he would have to stop in the middle. Rabbi Yochanan's Valavaishi Yispal Adam Kol Yom Kula only applies with a Tfilas Nedava, but not in a case where he thought it was a Tfilas Chova. So if he Hischil Adaita Derchova, he cannot complete his Shmon Esrei even according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Kesef Mishnah interprets the Ravid's Hasaga, and he writes that the Ravid is bothered by the last piece in the Rambam by Tfilas Arvis. Nireh shetaimo shafal pi shetfilas Arvis hoyse reshus achshav kvar kavua kechova. Now that we've accepted on ourselves to daven Arvis, it becomes a chova. And therefore the same din that applies if you start in Yishmon Esrei Adai to the Chovah, you cannot complete it, will apply to Tfilas Arvis as well. And the Kesef Mishnah comments on this Ravid After explaining the Ravid, he writes, V'ein zeh dover mukhrach, V'yesh makam l'divir Rabbeinu, Me'achar shemitchilasa ha'isa rishus. So the Kesef Mishnah defends the Rambam by saying that the initial institution of Ma'ariv was a takonis rishus, and that's enough to implement this halacha that he could be mitzar for the second half of the Shmon Esrei as a rishus to the first half of the Shmon Esrei. Reb Chaim, in his chidushim on the Rambam, tells you to look in the Kesef Mishnah and understand the reason why the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, the Chova and the Dova are not mitztarfe, but that's different in the case of Tfilas Arvis. Why is that so? Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam holds that Chova and Nedava are two different entities of Tefillah. In Reb Chaim's language, Chalukim ein bi'etzem ha'cheftza shel Tefillah. Tefillas Chova and Tefillas Nedava, those are two separate entities, and they cannot be integrated to form one whole. But Arvis is a din reshus. It has the din of a karbon, or a Tefillas Nedava. And when it means we accept it upon ourselves, Arvis as a Chova, what that means is kavu choval atzmam, but lispalel tefillah shel rishus unedava. They accepted upon themselves, but the kabbalah was the daven tefillas rishus and tefillas nedava. And in classical Reb Chaim style, there's a difference between the tefillah itself in and of itself, the entity of tefillah, the cheftz of tefillah, and the person and his obligation. If he accepted upon himself a chova, he's got the chova, but it doesn't change the nature and the personality of the tefillah. The tefillah remains a tefillas rishus, just that the gavra has accepted upon himself a chova to daven a tefillas rishus. And therefore, the Rama makes sense that since in the Ikar Takana of Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv is not a tefillas chov, but rather a tefillas rishus, a tefillas nedava. Therefore, the cheftz of tefillah remains the same even after we accept it upon ourselves, and therefore, that tefillas nedava of Ma'ariv can be integrated with a tefillas nedava when he figures out, hey, I davened already. With regard to other tefillos, the tefillah batz musa, the tefillah in its very essence, as an entity, is a tefillah shel chova, and that cannot combine and be mitztare for the tefillas nedava. Now, when Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, tefillas arvis in its atzmus, in its essence, remains a tefillas rishus and a cheftz of a tefillas nedava, let's take a look at the Rambam this time, not in Perek Yud Milchus Tefillah, but let's go back to Perek Gimel Milchus Tefillah, Halacha Zayin. And there the Rambam is addressing the issue of someone who davens before the Zman of Tefillah. Says the Rambam, says, HaMispal Tefillah Kodim Zmana, Lo Yotze Yidei Chovaso, V'chozer Mispal Osa Bizmana. And then the Rambam says, V'yeshlo Lispal Tefillas Arvis, Shal Lele Shabbos, V'erev Shabbos Kodim Shetishka Chama. Very interesting, despite the fact that you cannot be magdim at tefillah before its zman, and it's meaningless. Nevertheless, in the case of Arvis on Leil Shabbos, the Rambam allows you to do such a thing, to daven Ma'ariv of Leil Shabbos on Erev Shabbos before Shkiyas HaChama. V'chein, Yispal Arvis on Motzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. And he can start the tefillah of Motzi Shabbos, the Arvis, earlier, before sunset. L'fisha tefillas Arvis v'shus is ein midagdikin Bizmana. So once again, the Rambam classifies tefillas arvis as rishus. The first nafkamina we saw earlier, that he can decide to, in the middle of Shmon Esrei, extend his tefillah as a tefillas nedava, and it will integrate with the first part of his Shmon Esrei. Now the Rambam adds another nafkamina that you can start arvis, if need be, before shkia, kodem zmana. The Ravid over there again in Perek Gimel is Masig, and he writes, Ein Roy Lasos Kane Elifisha. Very strange. The Ravid on the one hand seems to agree with the Rambam that you can daven Maariv earlier, but yet he's not willing to make it an absolute rule, only Lefi Shah. Notice the Ravid Lishitoso holds that we accept it upon ourselves to daven Maariv, that makes Maariv into a Tfilas Chova. However, nevertheless, Chachamim were makil under certain very controlled circumstances, but basically the essence of the tefillah, now that we've accepted ourselves as a tefillah schova, is a cheftshel tefillah schova. It's not a tefillah nedava. And that's why the Ravid holds that the second half of the Maariv as a nedava cannot be mitzurf to the first half of Maariv. And that's why the Ravid is not excited about davening Maariv before Shkia, before the Zman tefillah arvis. It is a tefillah schova. We may find a little bit of leniency in the way the Chachamim established this Tfilas Chova because they originally had it as a Tfilas Nedava. Now, the Ravid, let's go back to Reb Chaim in terms of the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam Shita is that Maariv Arvis remains a Chefta Shal Tfilas Nedava. The question is, though, the Rambam himself has a very specific condition that allows you, that must be met in order to allow you to daven a tefillas nedava, and that is chiddush b'davar. The Rambam codifies that already in the first parak of Hilchos Tefillah Lachetes. Tefillas nedava requires chiddush b'davar. So then, if we talk about the case of Maariv on a regular basis as a Cheftshel Tfilas Nedava, where's the Chiddush Badava? I mean, the Shmon Esrei we're going to daven as a Nedava in the case of Maariv is identical to the Shmon Esrei that we davened in the morning and in the afternoon. It's a repeat performance, there's no Chiddush Badava, but the Heter for davening a Tfilas Nedava, according to Rambam, is contingent upon Chiddush Badava. We cannot go 1000% and equate Tfilas Arvis with the Tfilas Nedava. There must be some difference, because in the case of Tfilas Nedava we require Chiddush Badava, in the case of Maariv we do not require Chiddush Badava. And we could ask this question in a different form. In the case of Tfilas Arvis on Shabbos or Yontif, how could we daven, because we have a rule that on Shabbos we don't daven a Tfilas Nedava? And furthermore, Nedava is not a tefillah that's davened b'tzibur. In other words, you cannot have an entire tzibur taking upon themselves a tefillah Nedava. The Rambam paskins in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, Eina tzibur mispalim tefillah Nedava, l'fisha Eina tzibur mevi'im karban Nedava. And therefore, we cannot accept, as I said before, the equation in a full sense of Arvis as a Tfilas Nedava. The halachas of Tfilas Arvis just don't jive with Tfilas Nedava. The rules that govern Tfilas Nedava, A, that we require Chiddush Badava, B, that there's no Tfilas Nedava on Shabbos and Yontif, and C, that there's no Tfilas Nedava b'tzibur, all those rules are inapplicable to Tfilas Arvis. Tfilas Arvis has no Chiddush Badava, and we pray Tfilas Arvis on Shabbos and on Yontif, and not only that, we pray Tfilas Arvis even b'tzibur. There is a tzibur of Tfilas Arvis. And since a korban nedava does not come from the tzibur, how could Tfilas Arvis, insofar as it is a Tfilas nedava, come from the tzibur? And therefore, we're going to have to come up with some middle category between the two extremes. That means Tfilas Arvis, on the one hand, is not a nedava, and on the other hand, it's not a chova. Let's call it a Tfilas Rishus. Somewhere in the middle. In other words, Nedava and Chova are two different dinim. Tfilas Chova is a Chova's gavrilis palel. Tfilas Nedava is mufka from a Chova. And there is no Chova to be mispalel Tfilas Nedava. Furthermore, the Tfila itself, in the case of Chova, is different than Nedava. The Chova itself engenders a tefillah of unique nature, it's a tefillah schova. In the case of Ma'ariv, the tefillah itself is a tefillah, it's not a tefillah schova. Again, it's not exactly a tefillah nedava, there's no chiddush, but dava, we'll call it a tefillah of rishus. A tefillah nedava would be excluded from tzibur, which is not true in the case of Ma'ariv. And a tefillah nedava requires chiddush badava, which is not true in the case of Ma'ariv. And the bottom line is that tefillah arvus is not a chova, it's a rishus. But it's not a tefillah nedava in the classical sense. Now, what does this mean when we say that tefillah arvus is a tefillah rishus? Well, that is as far as the chovas gara is concerned. He has no chova, it's a rishus. But if you talk about the cheftishol tefillah, the cheftishol tefillah of arvus is a tefillah chova, which would explain why it doesn't require a chiddush badavar. But then again, if the cheft of the tefillah is a tefillah chova, then how does a tefillah chova integrate if he remembers in the middle of Shemar Nesri the Yori Davin with the tefillah nedav at the end? That's what we have to understand. The Rambam in Perek Alf Michus Tefillah Alocha Vav says Chedes Kinu Sheyehei Adam Mispalel Tefillah Achas Balayla V'ein Tefillah Arvus Chova K'Tefillah Shachris U'Mincha. Interesting. The Rambam presents Tefillah Arvus as a takana unto itself. In all aspects it has the same dinam as Shachris and Mincha, but it's not a tefillah chova. Now, arvus, the Rambam says, the ain't tefillah arvus chova. I mean, we just finished saying that arvus is a tefillah chova. How do we jive with the Rambam? You're going to have to say that the Rambam holds that it's not a tefillah chova like Shachris and Mincha. It is a tefillah chova, but it doesn't reach that level of chova of Shachris u'mincha. Meaning, as far as the chova's gavra is concerned, tefillah's arvus remains a rishus. As far as the cheftishol tefillah is concerned, the tefillah itself, in its essence, is a tefillah's chova. And in that sense, it's absolutely equivalent to Shachris and mincha. Why doesn't tefillah's arvus require a chiddush badavar? The answer is because even though the chovas gavra is that of a rishus, but the cheftishol tefillah is a tefillah chova, and in the case of a tefillah chova, you have to change the tefillah and make it into. In the case of a tefillah chova, you don't have to change the tefillah and make it into a tefillah, a new tefillah of chiddush davar, but rather you can be mispalel a tefillah chova without chiddush badavar, as we saw in Shachris Arvus, who had in our. And Shachris Mincha, who had in Arvus. The tefillah itself, as we said, is a tefillah chova. And therefore, as a tefillah chova, you don't need chiddush badavar. And that would justify that we daven tefillah Arvus b'tzibur. And that we daven tefillah Arvus on Shabbos. So basically, to sum, we have two pluses and one minus. By defining tefillas arvus as a tefillas chova, what we're suggesting is that we have answers to two questions. Number one, why it doesn't require chiddush davar. Number two, actually the three questions technically. Number two, why can we mispalel b'tzibur? Number three, why can we mispalel on Shabbos? What we're missing is, and that's on the negative side here, why is it that this tefillas chova can be integrated, according to the Rambam, with the second half of his tefillah as a tefillah nedava. Those two would seem to be min b'sheino mino, and there's no tziruf between them. That indeed is the Hasagas HaRaivit. And l'chora, the best we can do to defend the Rambam in this case, assuming the postulate that according to the Rambam, tefillah arvus is a tefillah chova, is the Rambam holds that tefillas rishus is a category unto itself. It's not a tefillas chova, it's not a tefillas nedava in its chefta. Therefore, it can be integrated into the second half as a tefillas nedav. Tefillas reshus is this neutral kind of general tefillah. It's a little bit sort of anonymous. It doesn't have a definite personality of a tefillas nedav. It doesn't have a definite personality of a tefillas chova. It's reshus. It's sort of like in the middle. But it's close enough to a tefillas nedav that as a tefillas reshus, it can be integrated into a tefillas nedav, and there's no contradiction between the two. But yet, at the same time, it has dimensions of a tefillas chova, which alleviate the normal requirement that applies to a nedav of chiddush davar, and allows us to daven this tefillas reshus b'tzibur and on Shabbos. It means we have some sort of a, shall we call it, an andragonism of some sort, and the tefillas reshus takes on certain elements of the character of a tefillas chova. At least three that we mentioned, it doesn't require Chiddush Davar, it can be recited on Shabbos, it can be recited in Tzibur, but at the same time, it has the character of a Tefillas Nedava, in the sense that it's not a Chofa, and it can be integrated into a Tefillas Nedava, if he reminds himself midway that he already davened. Now, there's a lot more to talk about on this topic, but I would like to take a little break. Sometimes, you know, you need a kind of a pause and go on to a slightly different topic. And we'll believe to come back either today or tomorrow, I hope, if Hashem is good to us, back to this topic. I wanted to speak to you a little bit about preparing for tefillah, and specifically with regard to Friday night, the concept of preparing for the Shabbos. If you'll take a look at the sugya in Shabbos Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, Kach Hayim in Hagosh Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi, Erev Shabbos Mevilo Arev Amalei Chamin Verochein Tzpadu V'yodav Araglov Mis'ate V'yoshem Bisdinim Hametzuyotim V'domol Amalach Hashem Tzvokos. The Rambam codifies this sugya of the minhag of Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi in Perek Lamed Milchas Shabbos, Ezu Kibud, Zeh Sha'omru Chachomim, Shemitzval Odom Lirchot Ponov Yodov Viraglov Bechamin, Be'erev Shabbos, Mipnei Kovid Shabbos, Umis Ateif Bitzitzis, V'yoshev v'kovid rosh miyachal agbolas pnei Shabbos k'moshu yotzei l'kras hamelach v'chachom harishonim ayim mekabtzim talmideyem v'yerev Shabbos u'misatfim v'omrim bo v'neitzei l'kras Shabbos hamelach. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos towards the end. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchas Tefillah writes, Bamedvar Mamurim, and we want to show a parallel, a very striking parallel between the Rambam Hilchas Tefillah as far as Hachana LeTefillah, and the Rambam Hilchas Shabbos as far as Hachana LeShabbos. Bamedvar Mamurim, says the Rambam, She'eno Mitayer LeTefillah, Ela Yadav Lvad, Mishar Tefillah, Chutz Mitefillah Shachris, Avul Shachris, Rochets Ponov Yadav Araglov Yachkach Yispalel. The Ravid adds, "Asogia lo yadati raglov lomeli." Why does the Ram require rechitzas panov yadov viraglov? Why viraglov? And the Kesef Mishnah writes that the source of the Rambam is clear in the Gemara and Shabbos. Let's read the Kesef Mishnah. So he writes, "Vinirami divrei." I'm not sure what he means here. Demita ishmatise lemoran harayvit hadesanya. The harayvit somehow missed the beat on the Bryson perik bemetomnim in Shabbos daf nun amid beis. Rochets adam panav yad v'raglov b'chol yom shenemar kapol Hashem l'maneu dahainu l'tfilas shachris. For Li Nira Delosh Tamitase, Hai Brisa La Rivetzal Shahuzal Mefarish, Delolin in Tfila Isne Brisa, El Inyan Imutar Lirchots Ponov Viraglov Kdeliapos Atzmo. So the Kesavish is pointing out that the Machlokas, Rambam, and Raivin revolves around how to interpret the Brisa according to Masechta Shabbos in Perek Bametonim. The Brisa explicitly recommends not only Rechitzas Panav V'yada, but also Raglov. And perhaps the Rambam understood that that halacha is halacha in Ilchus Tefillah, and that means that in Shacharis, a person has to prepare himself with Rechitzas Panav Yadav Raglav. The Ravid, on the other hand, says the Kesef Mishnah, interprets this pasuk in Tefillah. And I'm sorry, did I say lenient tefillah? I meant to say that's the Rambam sheet. The Ravid says it's not lenient tefillah. It's not lenient tefillah. We're talking about a person being miyapa himself. It's not lenient tefillah. But perhaps we can take this Kesef Mishnah one step further. According to the Rambam, the minhag of Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai, which was a Kvod Shabbos minhag, is built on the halach of hachana l'tefillah. That the Rambam understood that if Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai had the minhag, as the Gemara establishes in Shabbos Chaf Hei, of washing panav yadav v'raglav, that's because the Rambam understood that Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai identified Kvod Shabbos with tefillah. And then that's a strange kind of equation, but if you grant me just a little leeway here, I would say the following. But let's premise that there's an equation between Kvod Shabbos and Achana L'Tefillah. And therefore, if the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai is to prepare for Kvod Shabbos, including Raglav, then it must be that the same halach applies in Achana L'Tefillah. Why? And the answer is because Shabbos and Tefillah have a very strong common denominator, and that is that they are both Hachana of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, of Omeid Lifnei HaMelech. Tefillah has to be Omeid Lifnei HaMelech. That is the essence of tefillah. And Shabbos, says the Rambam, is a Kabbalas Pnei Shechina as well. And we saw in the Rambam the whole discussion about Misatev, etc., V'yoshe B'Kovid Rosh, U'miyachala Kabbalas Pnei HaShabbos K'moshu Yotzei L'Kras HaMelech. So if Shabbos is Yotzei L'Kras HaMelech, tefillah is also Yotzei L'Kras HaMelech. And in both cases, the hachana is going to be the same. And if we find that the hachana for Shabbos includes raglav, he's got to wash his whole body, then the same din applies to tefillah, because Shabbos itself is coming from tefillah, so to speak. Shabbos is coming from the fact that you're omeid lifnei hashchina. You're being mekabel and yotzei l'kras hamelech. But the paradigm of being Yotzei L'Kras HaMelech and being Mevakesh, being Omeid B'Fnei Hashchina, is tefillah. That's the nature of tefillah. And it must be, therefore, that the same Achana that applies to Kabbalah Shabbos, to Kvod Shabbos, must apply, therefore, to tefillah. Because both are forms of Kabbalah Pnei HaMelech, meaning Melech Malchei HaMelech. So the Rambam's equation is that if Kabbalah Shabbos, which is Yotzei L'Kras HaMelech, requires Rechitzas Panav Yadav L'Raglav, then that's really founded in Tefillah, which is Yotzei L'Kras HaMelech. That also it requires a Rechitza of Panav Yadav L'Raglav. Because B'Yisodah Shel Dover, it's all one din. Hachana L'Tefillah Shachris and Kabbalah Shabbos is all din of Kabbalah Pnei HaMelech. And perhaps the Misatev Betzitzis, which the Rambam has in Hilchas Shabbos, when he says, B'Erev Shabbos, when they covered a Shabbos, Misatev Betzitzis, V'yoshev, V'kovid Rosh, U'v'yach l'kabolas p'nei HaShabbos, that too is Halach in Tefillah. Tefillah requires Ituv Betalis. And basically what we could say is, in summary here, is that the dinim of of Kvod Shabbos mirror image the dinim of Hachana L'Tefillah. Now, although in Tefillah, the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Hey mentions Tikkun Amalbushim, he doesn't use the word Misatev Betzitzis, but included under Tikkun Amalbushim is Misatev Betzitzis. And that's what the Rambam requires to prepare for Tefillah. And the Rambam adds that with regard to Shabbos, he was Yoshev, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was Yoshev, Bekoved Rosh, Umiyachel L'Kabbal Shabbos. He had this very somber, serious mood, and he was waiting and anticipating with great anxiousness and great anxiety Kabbalas HaShabbos. That's also Halacha in Tefillah. Tefillah requires Kavana. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet called Tefillah Sheina B'Kavana in a Tefillah. And if he doesn't have the ability to concentrate on his Tefillah, he should not daven. And Ein Omdin, the Rambam says, Uspal lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch kalos rosh, lo mitoch sicha, etc. All this means that Tefillah requires Kovid Rosh. So to the same extent that we find that, as we said earlier, Lagabi Shabbos, he was Yoshev, Bekoved Rosh, says the Rambam, Umiyachal Shabbos, that concept of Kovid Rosh, which the Rambam formulates here in Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos with regard to Kvod Shabbos, that halach of Yoshev Bekoved Rosh also applies to Tefillah, and the Rambam embellishes that in the fourth Perek of Hilchos Tefillah, requiring Kavana, requiring Daito, Daito Tzlula, not Mishubeshes. He has to have Yishuva Das, he has to be Omeid, Lo Mitoch Schok, Lo Mitoch Kalos Rosh, Mitoch Simcha. All this is to create a certain attitude of Kovid Rosh for Kabbalas, Pnei Shkini's Omeid, Lifnei Ashkina, both on a daily basis, the whole week long, before Shacharis, and on Shabbos, of course, before Shacharis, but even before Shabbos enters itself. And these hachanos that are required for Kovid Shabbos, which we saw in Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Rechitz is part of Yodim Raglav, Levishas Talis, Yeshiva Kovid Rosh, all of these are dinim that are borrowed from Hilchos Tefillah, because the halacha of Hilchos Tefillah is identical with the halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos, and the din is the same in both, because both Tefillah and Kabbalah Shabbos are Kabbalas Pnei HaMelech, and therefore the din of Kabbalah Shabbos and Tefillah, in terms of how you prepare for Shabbos, how you receive the Shabbos, and how you prepare for Tefillah, they are equal, they are identical, because in both cases they are meeting the king, it's a rendezvous with the king. In Tefillah we say he's being Makabel Pnei Melech Malchei HaMelechim, and in Shabbos we say he's Yotzei L'Kras HaMelech, and it's all the same. Let's return to our earlier discussion about the nature and the character of Tefillas Nedava as a Cheft Shel Tefillah. We want to mention that Rabbi Yona and the Rosh both quote Rav Haigon, who say that Rav Yochanan Falavai Shispal Adam Kolayom Kulo, which is of course the sugya that we began with today in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph, is referring to a Chiddush Dover. He requires a Chiddush Dover. The Rambam also paskins in the first parak of Tefillah, as we mentioned earlier, that Tefillas Nedava requires Chiddush Dover. Now we'd like to raise the following Chakira. Two definitions of Chiddush Dover and its purpose, its objective. How does this thing work? Is it that the Gavra needs a matir, as we've spoken many times in the past, that Tefillah needs a matir, and without a Chiddush Dover, there's no matir? He's being mosif on the Tefillah's Kvuos. Why is he being mosif on the Tefillah's Kvuos? Alright, if he has a Chiddush Dover, that makes sense. Otherwise, it's a Chutzpah Neira. The whole head of a Tefillah is the Tefillah's Kvuos. That's one way of interpreting Chiddush Dover. And the other way of interpreting Chiddush Dover is that that's the nature of Tefillah's Nedava. That we need something to convert, to transform the tefillah, the cheftz of the tefillah, the entity of the tefillah sedava into the tefillah sedava. If he mimics, if he repeats the tefillah schova word for word, as he did shacharis and mincha, then it's not a tefillah sedava. So we're not only talking about the reshus of the gavra, the matil, the spala, we're talking about a din of the etzavat tefillah. Without a chidish padavar, he's being mishana b'matbea shel tefillah. There's a new matbea of tefillah with regard to Meiriv, and that is chidish padavar. And it could be that the nafkamina between these two definitions of Chiddush Badavar and the goal of Chiddush Badavar would be the case of Suffolk Ispalil, Suffolk Lois Palil. In that case, would his tefillah require a Chiddush? If we're talking about Chiddush Davar as a matir to allow him to do tefillah, then to be mispalel, then perhaps in the case of suffic ispal, suffic lo ispal, where there's a pressing urgent need to be mispalel in order to get out of this suffic, then there's no need for a matir, and therefore there's no need for chiddush davar. But if on the other hand, chiddush davar is a din in the heft of tefillas nedava, in order to establish the tefillah as a tefillas nedava, then even in the case of Suffolk Ispal, Suffolk Lo Ispal, he's davening it as an Adava, he would need Chiddush Davar. And it's fascinating that Rabbi Yonah, if you take a look in the Dape Arif, Daf Yud Beis, Amid Beis, writes that that Dafkik Shiodea Vadei Shispal, V'chos Ispal, Din Tzarech Chiddush Badavar, Suffolk Ispal, Suffolk Lo Ispal, Kshachosim Ispal, Suffolk Ain Tzarech Chiddush Badavar, and the language is came the tzarech lachzor l'spal al-safik ein l'chol chiddush gadol mizeh, meaning the fact that he has a tzarech, a very strong pressing need, he's in a safik and he's got to wiggle his way out of his safik and therefore he needs to daven, that itself substitutes for the chiddush davar, meaning he doesn't need a matir anymore, he has a tzarech, and that itself is an urgent need that allows him to daven. However, Rav Haigon says that you need Chiddush Badavar, and he makes no distinction. It sounds like he would require Chiddush Badavar straight across the board, even in the case of Suffolk Ispalil, and that's how it's written up in the Lechem Mishnah in Perek Yud Halacha Vav. The Rambam also doesn't make any distinctions as far as Chiddush Badavar. In Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, he seems to have an absolute universal rule that Tfilas Nedav requires a Chiddush Badavar. And he doesn't make an exception in the case of Suffolk Ispalil. He writes, Tfilos Elu en Pochse Mehem, Avol Mosifin Aleyem, and Rots Adam Lispal Kol Yom Kula Rishus Biyado. V'chol Osen HaTfil Shiyosef Kemo Makriv Nidavos, L'ficho Tzor Shichadish Dovar, V'chol Brachu Brachu Min Amtsoyes, Mehen Abrachos, Im Chidish Afilu Brachu Achaz Dayo, Kedei Lohodia Shehi Nidavah V'lo Chofa. What does that mean, lahudia? Lahudia probably means the cheft of tefillah. He has to be koveya, the cheft of tefillah as a tefillah nedava. And the way he does that is by adding a chiddush badava in every one of the brachas emtoyos. The Rambam doesn't mention that in any case whatsoever, tefillah nedava does not need a chiddush davar. It sounds like it's an absolute rule that b'cholof and in every single circumstance the Rambam requires in a tefillah nedava chiddush davar, even in a case of suffolk ispal, suffolk lo ispal. Meaning that the Rambam is establishing a din of chiddush davar in the cheftah shel tefillah nedava. That is the entity of tefillah nedava. And that's what the Rambam means, lo diashi nedava. And it's irrelevant if he's a suffolk mispal. He needs a chiddush badavar to set up the tefillah as a cheftz of tefillah nedava. According to Rabbi Yonah, on the other hand, if he has a suffolk, whether he davened, he didn't daven, he'll daven a tefillah nedava, he doesn't need a chiddush badavar, he doesn't need a matir. There's very good reason and pressing reason why he's davening. And if we go back to the Rama that we discussed earlier, and this was also the Shita Zarif, that if in the middle of his tefillah, he reminded himself that he davened already, he has to be posing b'emtza bracha, he cannot complete the tefillah as a tefillah nedava. The answer is, the reason for that is that tefillah chov and tefillah nedava are two different entities, two different cheftas of tefillah, they cannot be integrated together. The Rambam holds that tefillah nedava is a different kind of a tefillah. The very nusach tefillah, the very matbea is different. It requires a chiddush badavar. So the Rambam l'shitaso holds that you need a chiddush badavar anytime you daven a tefillah nedava, even in the case of suffolk ispal. And therefore the Rambam as an absolute rule will not allow you to integrate a tefillas chovet into tefillas nedava, because the tefillas nedava, in its very heftin, its very matbea, is a different tefillah entirely. And perhaps there's another nafkamina, and that is, would a tefillas nedava patter you up from a tefillas chova? If a tefillas nedava is an entirely different heftin from a tefillas chova, then it's impossible that a tefillas nedava could be used to mekayim his chova. But if we would say that tefillas nedava in cheft is identical to a tefillas chova, then in the case of a, right, the only difference is in the chovas gavra, then a tefillas nedava could be used to be yotzei zayin his chova, because essentially it's the same entity of a cheft of tefillah. And Rabbi Yonah writes that in a case of Safik Ispal, Chavetz Lo Ispal, he davens a tefillas nedava without Chiddush Davar, Ein Lecha Chiddush Davar Godol Mizeh. It means that the tefillas nedava itself is now going to fulfill his chiyuv. It's a mispalel tefillas nedava through which he's yotzei his tefillas chova. Because again, the only reason he what does he want to accomplish with the tefillas nedava at this particular moment? He wants to make sure that if he didn't daven, this tefillah should be olel lichovaso. So it would seem that according to Rabbi Yonah, it makes absolute sense, since the cheftz of the tefillas nedava is fundamentally identical with the cheftz of tefillas chova, the only difference is in the chovas gavra, that therefore, insofar as the fact that both the tefillas chova and tefillas nedava are hainu hach, they're shovim v'shovim, they're one entity, therefore if he's being mispaled now at tefillas nedava, he can make a t'nai that that's tefillas nedava, an event that he hadn't davened before, should now be motzi him, should be ola l'shem chova. His tefillas nedava now becomes like a tefillas chova if he hadn't davened yet. And because those two entities can sort of shift or replace each other because they're identical. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds that a tefillas nedava cannot be olal shem chova, means it cannot be used in order to fulfill his chova. For example, the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah, Nogu Anoshim Harbel Ispalel Gedola Uktana V'Achas Rishus V'Horu Mitzas Hagaonim She'ein Royal Ispalel Rishus Ela Hagdola V'Chein Adin Nosim Ipnei Shehi Kineged Dover She'ein Otodi B'Chol Yom. That's the Rambam's language. And the Rambam seems to be assuming that if he's Mispalel Rishona as a rishus, that he has to be mispal l'shnia as a chova, he hasn't fulfilled his chiyuv of tefillas mincha gdola, which is being davened b'toras rishus. The Rambam l'shitaso that tefillas nedava is a different entity of tefillah, and it's absolutely different than tefillas chova, and therefore tefillas chova and tefillas nedava can't be mitztarif, as we saw before. If he began his tefillas chova, now he remembers that he davened, he has to be posting by him, so he cannot finish his tefillah as a tefillas nedava. He davens the gedola, the first tefillah is a tefillas rishus, he's going to have to daven the ketana as a tefillas chova, because the gedola cannot fulfill his chova. Tefillas nedava cannot be ola l'shem chova. A tefillas nedava is not a tefillah at a particular time. There's no special time for a tefillas nedava, but shachris u'mincha that replace the tmidim, they are tefillas that have zman kavua, each one of them. Tefillas nedava is a general kind of tefillah. It's not related to any specific karbon, and therefore it doesn't have a zman kavua. And the Rambam holds that tefillas arvis, which is not keneged karbon, therefore he can fulfill his chiyuv of Arvis by davening a tefillas nedava. In the case of tefillas Arvis, where he realized in the middle of his tefillah that he had already davened, he can complete his tefillah as a nedava. And the reason for that is perhaps because tefillas Arvis is not connected to a specific karbon. Therefore, when he davens the tefillas nedava now in the second half, that can link up with the first half, because neither of the two, meaning the Tefillas Arvis nor the Tefillas Nedava, are related to any specific Karman. Okay, Rabosai, we ran out of time, so we'll stop here. There's a lot more to talk about in terms of Tefillas Nedava and the Raivid and so forth. But Od Chazon LaMoedim, Yitzhak Hashem, if we get a chance, we'll try to return to this sugya in the future. Thank you.